John chapter 5, verse 39. You got to close it because we ain't going to be here long. I'm about to get out early. But John chapter 5, verse 39. All right. Search the scriptures. Right? Go there real quick so I can give you what I want to say. I ain't put my mic in my pocket, but John 5, 39. You see it? What does it say? Let me get to this. I want to read it myself. Y'all see it? Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are there. It's very explicit. And you say, well, we've read this over and over again. We got to get it, what it's saying. Search the scriptures. So don't say stop, but search them. For in them you think you have eternal life. And that's true. That's what we think. And they are they which testify of me. That means everything is here is testifying of him. So there's nothing in here that's not talking about him. Now, how does that work? Well, either it's telling you look like him or you don't look like him. Everything from Genesis to Revelation tells you either look like Christ or you don't. But it's all testifying of him. But you, verse 40, and you will not come to me that you might have life. What Jesus, and this you can chew on this for a while, what Jesus has always been trying to do is to make a perspective change in you the whole time, to change your perspective, to change how you think about yourself. And when you change how you think about yourself, everything on the outside of you, the vision changes as well. Perspective change, David and Goliath. Everybody said he too big. We don't want to fight. Everybody's scared. David said, what y'all talking about? Y'all know who we serve? Perspective. Perspective change. Daniel in the lion's den. Well, if you do this, we're going to throw it. Now, they already put him up there. You know, I had to go, time to go in the store. But they chose Daniel to be a leader because how excellent he was, because of how he was praying, how he was serving God. But now somebody, a hater, and they're mad, they make a rule up that you can't pray. Daniel opened up his window and pray anyway, right? We're going to throw in the lines then. Well, they thought that was going to scare Daniel. Okay, cool, I got you. Come on, put the ropes on me. Perspective change. Understand what I'm saying? Over and over and over and over and over again, we see perspective. He's challenging our perspective, right? But if our perspective does not change about who we are, he keeps telling us, I don't know how explicit he's got to be. He says, I'm in you and you in me. Me and the Father are one. He said, I'm in you, you and me. I'm in the Father, Father in me, I'm in you, you and me. How much more explicit does it have to get? Perspective change. Everybody say perspective change. Come on, say about myself. See, not just about everything else, but about myself. Say about myself. And so now when I search these scriptures, I am doing this to change perspective on myself. Now, you're only going to be in one of two places. Either you believe or you don't. Right? Either you're in faith or you're in fear. Either you're in truth or you're living a lie. Only a couple places. You get it? But perspective change, even with the trees and the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life, it was all perspective change. So now you that ate from this tree, we've ate from this tree, and now we think we have a better perspective than we had before. So now we choosing between good and bad. Now we feeling grief and upset about this, and we don't know the whole story. We don't know the true story. We don't know what's going on. We don't know the whole plan that's above us because of perspective. Perspective change. It's just that simple. So when you're in here and you're reading, stop looking for principles and look for perspective. I can keep going with that. Stop looking for his presence. His presence is already on the inside of you. See, but you got the wrong perspective. So, wrong perspective. There's a lot of things that we've been fearful about, a lot of things we failed at that wouldn't have happened if we had the right perspective. So he keep telling us, I can do all things. Right? Great is he that is. Perspective. Y'all know the scriptures, don't y'all? Do you have that perspective? With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God. Perspective. Simple thing. That's up, ain't it? Perspective. Change the way you see yourself. So it'd be great for the enemy to make you think you're rich. Or you're wicked. Or you're unworthy. You know, that's our favorite one, huh? I don't deserve it, but you did it anyway. How you know what you deserve before you, like what, based on what? I ain't deserve it. They told us we ain't deserve it when we was little kids, ain't did nothing. We ain't done nothing undeservable yet. Still ain't deserve it. You born in the sin, as they say, huh? That's pretty simple when you understand what sin is. You're just born not knowing your identity. Perspective change. Ain't that something? With perspective, because how's a little kid sin? Perspective change. That's all he's been talking about the whole time. So God said, don't eat from that tree because you'll surely die. I mean, if you eat from that tree, your perspective is going to be one of death. Watch this. No, I'm going to trip you out. Your perspective is going to be one that's trying to preserve your life and trying not to die when you need to be crucified. You need to die to all these things that you think is life. Perspective change. Jesus, I'm about to go for real. Jesus, he ain't do it like the rest of them did it. Like the rest of the prophets and the rest of them did it. He didn't do anything that was anti them, but he just didn't do it like them. Right? You say you lay with her, you commit adultery. I say you thought about it. Slap you on one cheek. Turn up. As you go my way, them go. Right? This is John the Baptist had to leave. John the Baptist rolled out. Like, I don't know. Are you the one? Do we look for another? He rolled out because it wasn't what the normal prophet was saying. And Jesus knew that his power was in his relinquishing of the power. He knew that all of his strength was in him giving up all the strength. Everything that you think is power in this earth realm, putting that down, and that's where your power at. Can't kill a dead man. You can't steal from somebody that ain't got nothing. And that's where the power is. You ain't got nothing to lose. As long as you got something to lose, you're going to lose. As long as you got something to lose, something that can be taken away from you, something that you think is life, you'll never die. You'll always be trying to preserve what you have. And we ain't got nothing. I told somebody, I've been telling people the last couple of days, Jesus did it by reverse psychology. Everybody thought he was coming to tear down and whoop everybody and beat everybody up and gonna come with some horses and gonna call the angels and everything. He's gonna whoop everybody and then give us back the land. And Jesus said, you want that land? This the land you need to get. That's your promised land. Perspective. This is simple. Repent. Everybody know what repent mean? You know what repent mean? What repent mean? To turn away from, all right? But there's another one goes with it. Turn away, turn from, huh? To change your way of thinking, change your mind. Turn away, change your mind. Look how simple it is. Now look over there. Look over there. Right quick. Look. That's how quick it is. Perspective change. Right? Right over there. Look out the door. Right there. That's how quick. Then you see yourself. Ain't no long journey. Ain't no tall and all night. Ain't no, you know, fasting for no 59 days. The only reason you got to fast all them days is because you got so much other stuff in you. Right? The longer you fast, because the longer you trying to hold on to that. If you just give it up. Perspective change. It's just that simple. You can do that. Everything will open up. It won't take long. It don't take an hour long lecture. It won't take an hour.